The death of an assault victim in India highlights Dalit abuse issues. A Peruvian missionary has a heart for Japan, and the hope of the gospel is glimmering in Nepal. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There were over 21,000 rapes in India reported in 2008, but this story drew the attention of millions. An Indian woman was gang-raped and beaten on a bus in New Delhi. Gospel for Asia's Danny Puneau says,
"If this was a woman who was from a Dalit background, no one would care. This would not be in the press right now, but because she is from an affluent family, a better family, an urban family, people have paid attention, and it's taken very seriously."
The woman died on Saturday, December 29th.
This lady was flown over to Singapore to try to save her life, and that kind of caught the attention of the international press. I think it's going to actually cause the government to have to take some decisions to crack down on this kind of violence.
Puneau believes the government will take action to give women more protection.
So we have to just watch next couple of months. Is it going to actually be some laws that they enact, or is it just going to be a token covering over of, hey, we're going to do this right now to protect people?
Pray that God will give Gospel for Asia the opportunity to reach out to more women and share the gospel with them. Next, Iran's putting more pressure on Christians. In recent days, the government demanded personal details from church members in Tehran.
People thought maybe 100 or so would come forward, and over 700 came forward, gave their names and addresses, and said, "Here we are. Here's where we stand."
An operation mobilization worker focused on Iran told us more at Urbana 12.
Muslims who follow Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, there's often huge obstacles and problems. They'll lose their jobs, their bank accounts are frozen, and in general, life becomes extremely difficult.
What can you do to help?
Simply praying for the church is one of the most significant ways that we can stand with them. The other way we can help is through advocacy, right to the Iranian embassy, right to the government. Iranian Christians should worship, practice their faith without fear of persecution.
This is Mission Network News. Looking for a unique way to start off the new year? The Evangelical Free Church Mission wants to jumpstart 2013 with 100 new sponsors. Global Fingerprints, their sponsorship program, uses practical love shown through sending kids to school and caring for their physical, spiritual, and emotional needs to transform lives. Ask God to prepare the orphans' hearts for hearing the gospel. Elsewhere, take one Urbana alumnus, turn her into an SIM missionary in Peru, add a strategic partnership with Asian Access, and what do you get? A God thing. We spoke with SIM's Chris Conti at Urbana 12 about the Go to Japan project.
We're going to be their senders, and they're going to be the receivers on that end. So we're going to help more the training side and help them be more equipped to be missionaries, and then they're going to take care of them once they get to Japan.
But Peru? What common ground does Peru have with Japan?
We're very Asian in our culture, so it's not that big of a leap to go to Japan from Peru.
Peru has the second largest population of Japanese people in Latin America after Brazil, and the largest population of Chinese people in Latin America. What can you do? Pray.
In the next year or 2 years, I think there'll be more people that come through our training sessions, mix with SIMers, and then go out to Japan. And we hope that there'll be more missionaries in Japan because of it.
And there's a lot to celebrate as 700 people heard the gospel recently in southern Nepal. But that's the silver lining in a dark situation. Vision Beyond Borders says families are killing their daughter-in-laws because of dowry fees, and child marriage is commonplace. Temperatures are dropping, and many people die each year because they lack winter clothing. Pray for freedom from spiritual bondage. Help send winter supplies at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. As you read her story, you'll be moved by how she risks it all to follow Christ. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.